I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about congressional confirmation hearings for Supreme Court justices. Although no candidate for the High Court ever admits, and rightly so, that they will endeavor to make law, but instead insist their job is to uphold the law, anyone who has not been living under a rock for the past 100 or so years knows the court has a huge impact on the law of the land. So, it seems to me that makes questions aimed at clarifying or exposing a judicial philosophy based on past rulings fair game. Also, questions about a person's past or personal associations could also be relevant considering the fact nominees do not live in a bubble. But the efforts of Republicans on the Judicial Committee are clearly not intended to learn anything about current nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson, but to send a clear message to the American people that she is not one of us, and I mean us in quotation marks. I suppose they believe it is payback for the rough time Democrats gave Brett Kavanaugh for the credible but unsupported allegation that he attempted to rape a girl when he was in high school and at the very least assaulted her. Of course, knowing whether a person in line for a lifetime appointment to one of the most powerful positions in the country had at any point in his life a loose understanding of what no means coming from a woman in a vulnerable position seems relevant. But that was not the kind of thing Republican lawmakers tried to pin on Jackson. Of the 578 judgments she's made, they seem to be focused on less than 10 that dealt with sentencing for child pornographers that was deemed too lenient. Senator Josh Hawley exclaimed that he and most other regular Americans would have thrown the book at those defendants. Fact checks indicate that Jackson's rulings in child pornography cases were mainstream compared to the rest of all the rulings in the country. Then came Senator Tom Cotton sporting a smug Cheshire Cat smirk while asking completely irrelevant yes or no questions meant to expose a bias for criminals. Perhaps the most obvious veiled attempt to tie Jackson to some kind of damaging soundbite came after reading a list of crime statistics that, by the way, had not been attributed or verified. The senator asked if she thought we needed more or fewer police. First, she is applying for the job of judge, not police commissioner, and oh yeah, what exactly is the correlation between the number of cops and the crime rate? But that's just the kind of sophomoric thinking pioneered by the former president aimed at a particular constituency. But as hard as Cruz, Hawley, Cotton, and others tried to unnerve Jackson, she never succumbed to a Brett Kavanaugh-style, quit picking on me whine. Instead, she stuck to the task at hand, proving with her temperament and words she is the best candidate available for the opening on the Supreme Court.